Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Hi, Rebels. This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, the interview. I'm your host, Alea, and today we're talking to Zainab Selby, who read us the story of Malala Yousafzai. It's a wonderful episode, so make sure you give it a listen if you haven't heard it yet. Zainab, can you introduce yourself?
I'm Zainab Selby. I'm a humanitarian who founded Women for Women International, an organization that helps women survivors of wars. I'm also an author and a journalist who covers women's stories from all over the world.
You are clearly passionate about helping women, especially women in conflict areas. How did your own childhood impact your work?
Well, I grew up in a war zone. I grew up in Iraq, and when I was a child, there was a war between Iraq and Iran. So my childhood had a lot of bombs and shells and military planes and fear. Fear of war, fear of a dictatorship that I grew up under. His name was Saddam Hussein. And because we were afraid if we say the wrong thing, he may imprison us or kill our family members. So I grew up seeing things that were wrong, seeing people unjustly treated, seeing people being put in prison for no good reason, seeing people executed just because they oppose the president, but couldn't speak about it. So when I came to America, at the age of 19 or 20, I realized I had the freedom of speech. I can speak and express my opinion without fear. So that ignited my passion. I was 23 years old, and that's when I decided I am going to do something about other women who are in wars. I knew what it feels to be in war. I knew you feel isolated and alone, and you think the world have forgotten about you. So now it was my chance to reach out to other women and tell them, we see you, we hear you, we have your back, we'll hold your hands until you rebuild your lives. And that's where my passion comes from.
Wow, that is an amazing story. Malala bravely shared her story with the world of fighting for the right to go to school. And your work has focused on the importance of women telling their own stories. Why do you think it's so important to be able to tell your own story?
Every woman has a story, I believe. But for so many years, we are told as women, as girls, to stay silent when we are abused. And it actually took me learning from the very woman that I thought I'm helping who end up helping me to realize that when one woman break her silence and speak the truth and talk about what happened to her, she not only is helping herself, she's helping all other women. So what happened to her would not happen to them. And that is why I passionately believe not only do women need to break their silence and speak their truth, but the world must hear what women have to say. We've seen the world for too long from only a man's perspective.
So how can young girls like Malala, or even younger, make a difference in their own world and in the lives of others?
I always think everyone can make a difference in the world. Everyone. And sometimes it's small acts. Sometimes it's big acts. It doesn't matter. So first rule I have is whatever you do, you have to be excited about it yourself. So if that means helping someone in your community or helping someone from far away, it doesn't matter. It is whatever you want to do that you believe in. that you believe you can make a difference, that you believe that this is your heart purpose. Because when we do things that we're excited about, we succeed in them and people feel it. Hearts feel other hearts. What makes a difference in humanity is when we each show acts of kindness and love towards each other. However that act is, even if it's just a sweet word, if it's a kind word, it doesn't matter, whatever it is. When I was a kid, my mother used to ask me to go through my closet every year and put out all the clothes that I did not wear. And she said, you must give it away. If you did not wear it for a year, give it away. That was my act of giving when I was a kid. You know, she would take percentage of my saving. And she tells me the option, take a percentage of saving and give it to the poor. That was my act of giving. And little by little, my mother trained me to have giving to others as part of my life because I also receive from others.
Your work has taken you to some dangerous places and dealt with some really scary parts of war and violence. What gives you hope in the world?
In the darkest places I have worked in, there was always good people. And I came to believe, even though I worked in some horrible places in the world where violence that I could not comprehend could happen. I could not comprehend that people could actually do such horrible acts. But in the middle of that darkness, I also met beautiful, beautiful, kind, loving, courageous people who kept music going, who helped each other.
Wow, that is so powerful. Okay, so if you could go back to when you were a kid and give yourself one piece of advice, what would you say?
See your light. Don't doubt yourself. Don't diminish your light and your wisdom. What you say is wise, is beautiful. You must see your light in order to do your work in the world. Never doubt yourself. Never doubt your beauty. Never doubt your light. Never doubt your wisdom. Learn, but be confident.
And finally, what makes you a rebel girl?
I think what makes me a rebel girl is when everyone told me it's impossible, I made it possible. Not one time, many times. And I did that by speaking truth to power. I was never afraid. I'm still not afraid to say my truth to whoever it is. I did that by following my heart and my beliefs. And what I learned is when you follow your heart and speak your truth, live your truth, people will follow and people will support you. And I think that's what made me a rebel girl. I had the courage to go for it and not hold myself back in expressing my beliefs and my purpose.
Thank you, Zainab. And thank you for listening. If you like the show, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen and share with all of your friends. Catch you next time. Stay rebel.
Thanks for listening to this episode, Rebels. Did you know there's a whole world of Rebel Girls to explore? Go to rebelgirls.com/more to check out our latest books, t-shirts, crafting kits, and, well, more. Visit rebelgirls.com/more. Until next time, stay rebel.